tonight's speakers.
Thanks, Charlie.
My name's Kenny, I'm an addict.
Hey, Kenny.
I'd like to say it's nice to be here, but I feel really nervous. But yeah, I haven't been to this meeting for a while. I used to come up here on Friday as like my Friday treat. And also I used to scout for chairs when I was like secretary at my home group and everything. Anyway, it's nice to be here. I've not been able to come up here because of work and work commitments and just general life stuff. So yeah, it's kind of nice to be here. I suppose I'll try and talk a little bit about that. Obviously 15 minutes, I can't really squeeze that much in, but might as well just talk about the end of my using really, because everyone knows about the good times and what kept us out there for so long, you know, chasing that, you know, all the good stuff, and it was good to start with, like everyone knows, and but yeah, towards the end it weren't good, you know, as everyone knows, as everyone sitting there knows. It was fucking horrible. I used to wake up every day, just wondering what the whole thing was about, really. You know, I ended up homeless. I was in and out of prison all the time. It was just really hard work. It was really depressing. It was really fucking dark. Sorry, that's where you just told me about that. It was a dark place and I couldn't get out of it. And I tried many, many things to get out of it, you know, because I knew that deep down in myself that I was a better person than the street addict that I'd become. And every time I went in prison, I'd swear to myself, you know, when I get out, I think the only good thing about prison for me was that it got me detoxed, and, you know, so it gave me like a little bit of a clear train of thought. And I used to come up with a really good plan to, you know, get on with my life and try and sort of control my using, I suppose. And every time it used to just fall over, you know. But, you know, the day before I got out, I'd be really nervous and I'd think, something's got to change, especially towards the end. I've done quite a lot of prison sentences and towards the end I used to get really anxious because I knew that deep down that there was nothing to get out of prison for. You know, I never had anywhere to live. I never had any contact with any of my family. I never really had a proper girlfriend. I had fuck all, nothing. I'd get out and I'd go and see the probation officer. And I can remember years ago, my probation officer said to me, why don't you try NA? And I was just sitting in the office in front of her just thinking, fucking, how long is this like going to take? You know, I want to go and score. But I remember her sort of babbling something about NA. And she talked about one of my friends who I hadn't seen for years and years, and she said, oh, Adam's clean and he's in Brighton. And I was thinking, what's she on about clean? You know, I didn't know anyone that got clean. All I knew is that Adam had disappeared and I thought he was dead. So it was mentioned to me about Narcotics Anonymous, but it didn't quite sink in. You know, I was too really entrenched in my addiction at that time. Endless things to stop, mainly sort of home detoxes, done many home detoxes. I could never really quite get it together to get a methadone script. I'd make appointments and I could never ever turn up. And rehabs, I'd heard about rehabs, but I just thought it was for rich people, so I didn't qualify for a rehab. I've experienced, it's quite a sort of important time of the year for me because I celebrate my belly button birthday 3 days ago, and also it's my clean time birthday in a couple of weeks' time. And the reason that is quite important to me this time is that I'm coming up to 4 years clean. And I also had 4 years clean before, and I relapsed and I went back out for a year. I'll try and get to that in a minute. Basically, the way that I was introduced to Narcotics Anonymous was through prison. I went to prison and got quite a long prison sentence. It was my last ever prison sentence. And I really knew something had to change. I was sort of like reaching that place where, I just didn't want to go on. I didn't want to live life. I didn't want to be in prison, but I didn't want to be out of prison. I was just like really fucked in that respect. It was just nowhere to go anymore. And somebody said to me, why don't you go on that treatment program that they had in prison? And I never had anything to lose, nothing to lose. And I was thinking it's a bit early on in my sentence and stuff. So I embarked on a treatment program. And as I say, the good thing about prison was it got me clean and, detoxed, and so I could have a clear head. And I started to go into NA meetings, and I didn't really like it. It was quite a strange environment to be in meetings, nothing like sort of here, similar, but, a little bit different. Obviously, all male, and loads of mad stuff going on in everyone's heads. So I'm quite a sort of quiet person, not really sort of loud or anything. And so I used to just sit there and think, is it for me, is it not for me? And I couldn't quite... there was something attractive about it anyway. And the other thing that changed for me is I managed to start building up a little bit of clean time, because I could score. I was in a prison where there was a lot of drugs, and for some reason I started to try this abstinence thing. And abstinence was a funny word for me. But I give it a go and it started to work. So I knew that there was something tangible in this program, and going to meetings and something that the possibility it might work. And it did work. I'll jump forward a little bit because I mentioned about a relapse. I managed to build up about 2 years, 3 months or something like that, and I got released from prison. Found it really, really difficult because I was used to, it was like my home group in prison. I went to an open prison. I was a GSR for that prison. I used to go to Area in Oxford. I was really, really comfortable in that environment, in their meetings. So going to meetings on the outside when I got released was a bit of a tall order for me. It was like, I'm not a very sociable person, all that sort of stuff, very sort of isolated, and I just really struggled, and I managed to hold on for about 13 months, and I built up 4 years clean time, but I was fucking barking mad, I was really, really struggling with life in general. For the first time I was clean, for the first time I was having to thank you, put a roof over my head and be responsible and all that sort of stuff. And life was, on the outside, life was really okay, but, I just couldn't see it, and I was just mental. And I just thought to myself, and somehow I disqualified myself from being an addict, even though my using proved that I was. I just started separating myself, listening to people in meetings, thinking, this is not for me, and the window of opportunity is shut. So I thought, fuck it, I'll have a drink. I'll have a drink, and I had a drink, and that was it. I was gone again, within a matter of weeks, I was gone again. At the very end of that relapse, say a year later, I just wanted out of life altogether. I didn't want to continue at all. So I had quite a serious attempt on my life, and obviously it wasn't successful. But I just didn't want to live anymore. I thought, right, I've tried NA, I've tried the 12 steps, I've tried this, I've tried that, and I just couldn't fucking cope with life, It was really, really hard, and so it was so dark, and I was so entrenched, and I had a habit again. It was really horrible, and anyway, some friends basically come and took me out of the crack house that I was in. They found out about this place that I was in. And my journey started again. I finally surrendered 4 years ago, as I said. I wish that I'd give it a better go the first time round, because I wouldn't have had to waste, you know, and sort of risk my life and stuff like that. But, you know, it weren't meant to be. And the one thing that, you know, I'm kind of grateful for that experience, really, because all the reservations and all that garbage that I had going on in my head, you know, it disintegrated. And, you know, and I just threw myself into this. And, you know, I haven't looked back. And, you know, I've just learned how to live life off of you guys in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I've gone to as many meetings as I could get to. You know, next thing I found myself back in education. You know, next thing I've got a flat. You know, next thing I've got a little dog. You know, all them sort of things that quite simple things in life, but I've never had before. And, you know, all thanks to Narcotics Anonymous. And all I've had to do, really, I haven't really had to do much. I've just not had to pick up. You know, I've come to meetings and I've just tried helping the odd person. You know, that's all I've had to do. And, you know, and I've just listened and I've learned, you know, and that's all I've done is copied other people, what they've done and heard their experiences, and I've actually put it into action and give it a go. You know, I'm a really happy customer. My life is just totally unrecognisable. You know, I can't put it into words properly, but you can't really, can you? You know, this stuff, you can't explain to somebody that's never tried. If you're new around, just give it a go. You know, if you're like me, I never had anything to lose, so you've got everything to gain in this program. Believe me, life beyond your wildest dreams. I'll leave it there. Thank you.